talking about the expected official announcement coming soon that Mike Elias will be in charge, whatever the title is. He's going to be in charge of baseball operations for your Baltimore Orioles. It sounds like he's bringing Sig Meidahl with him. Meidahl, is that how you say it? I've been told it's because it's not spelled that way, but it's Meidahl. His Sig Meidahl will be coming. He's a big Astros sabermetrics guy. He let his contract run out so he could pursue other opportunities. Some think he'll be the assistant to Elias here with the Orioles. And let me just start the show by apologizing to the Orioles, because I criticized the fact that they didn't have anybody in place for the showcase in Miami for the Cuban players. And that's knowing they weren't ever getting the Mesa brothers, but I thought they blew the Sandy Gastón situation because they didn't have their guy in place for this. If the reason that they didn't have anybody in place was because they were still negotiating with Mike Elias, then bravo to the Baltimore Orioles, because one small short-term loss, not getting a 16-year-old wonderkin pitcher into your system, even though he may and he could be great, he might be nothing, but he's 16. He won't be in the major leagues for at least 3 years. If making sure you got the deal done with Mike Elias prevented you from getting Sandy Gastón done, then it's a net win for the Baltimore Orioles. And I'm not telling you that this team is going to start winning championships in the future, but what I'm telling you is this is a great move by the Orioles, and Danny can vouch for this because he's constantly riding shotgun when I'm doing these shows. I've been saying since the end of the season, probably since before the end of the season, when we thought we knew that Dan Duquette wouldn't be back next year, that the Orioles, if they were smart, would hire somebody who was the second or third in command from an organization that seems to know what they're doing, like Houston or Atlanta or St. Louis. There were others that were mentioned, but Houston, that was the first one I mentioned. And Mike Elias was the assistant general manager in charge of scouting and player development for the Houston Astros. What do the Orioles have trouble with? Scouting and player development. He's a young, smart, progressive hire, an analytics guy, a sabermetrics guy. This is this is unlike a usual Oriole hire. And I've been hearing from people, and I love the move. Again, it's going to be a tougher road than what the Astros had to do, because the Astros are playing in the AL West and the Orioles are in the AL East. And if you look at the landscape of the AL East currently, the Yankees and Red Sox are arguably two of the best four teams in baseball. And the Toronto Blue Jays have one of the best farm systems in baseball. And the Tampa Bay Rays, oh, by the way, won 90 games last year. So it's not going to be easy. And they're going to be bad. Going to be bad for a while. And I kind of, you heard Richard Justice mention Joe Espada could be the next manager of the Orioles. That's great for him because he's never been a manager before. I also feel like it's a tough position because he's sort of, if we're following that Astros blueprint, he's Bo Porter. And some of you might not remember Bo Porter, but Bo Porter was the manager of the Astros when they were losing 100 games a year. And then when they thought they were ready to take the next step, A.J. Hinch became the manager. So while I like the Joe Espada name, and I love that the fact – the other thing I love about this is that John and Lou Angelos aren't afraid to go outside the organization. I told you – if I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. I don't want to hear about anybody with Oriole ties. Because save for – 3 times during the Buck Showalter, Dan Duquette era, this has been a bad organization for a long time. Just to point out that Mike Elias, I think, was 9 months old when the Orioles last won a World Series. 9 months! So he's got work to do. But I love the idea of an organization that completely ignored international scouting for so long, that completely basically ignored analytics, have hired a 36-year-old Yale grad who loves all this stuff. And Sig Meidahl is a guy that was one of the Astros' leading sabermetrics guys. And it sounds like he's coming too. That's right, Danny reminds me, and I have that written down. He also worked for NASA. So he's smart. When's the last time the Orioles had, like, really smart guys? Not that Dan Duquette's stupid, but these guys are geniuses. And they're running the, and this is what you have to do in today's baseball. You hire young, smart guys. And guess what? The possibility exists that it's the wrong hire. But that we won't know that for 5 years. But right now, it looks like an absolute win. It looks like a home run hire. And if you're an Oriole fan, you should be thrilled about what the Orioles did today. Well, it's not official yet, and it could happen anytime between now. And I would think there's going to be, there's going to be a press conference sometime between tomorrow and before Thanksgiving. Is that a nice window? They're going to hold a press conference before Thanksgiving. And this is huge because you're going to have your director of baseball ops or GM or whatever you want to call it in place before the winter meetings, which I think start December 10th. And just to clarify, Mike Elias is in charge. Whether he's the president of baseball ops or the vice president of baseball ops or the GM, whatever his title is kind of irrelevant. He's in charge. It's his show. My educated guess is he doesn't take this gig without full autonomy. Why is he leaving the Astros as assistant general manager in charge of scouting and player development, where he can stay in that role for another year and probably eventually get whatever job he wants, when he comes to come here under the same or under the usual restraints we've seen in the past? The reality is those restraints don't exist anymore. It's a new day in Baltimore. And I constantly have to couch this by saying, don't expect winning tomorrow. The Astros had 100 losses three straight years. I suspect the Orioles' road is going to be longer. But you have to stay the course. You have to be patient. You have to do your due diligence in scouting and player development. And you build an organization that can be good long-term. This team has no depth in this farm system. We can haggle about guys they have, but they don't have any. God, it's funny. It's comparable to the Ravens in that they don't. There's no splash guys. They got guys. You know, Ryan Mountcastle looks like an okay player. It's just like the Ravens have some okay players, but there's nobody that is knocking anybody's socks off. And they can't develop pitching. And by the way, one of the keys to this whole thing is to get this thing started and hire somebody from the outside who knows what it takes to scout and develop, because this organization doesn't know how to develop pitching. They don't know how. They haven't developed a number one starter since Mike Mussina. They haven't had a 20-game winner since Mike Boddicker. So I was done with, okay, let's stick with the Oriole way. I'm a diehard Oriole fan my whole life. There's not an organization in baseball, in sports, that means more to me than the Baltimore Orioles. The Oriole way is dead. It sucks. It's dead. And hopefully Mike Elias comes in here and it's Theo Epstein incarnate and makes bold, brash moves that gets this franchise on the right track. And I also hope that the fan base, and I think they are, that the fan base in large part is sophisticated enough and smart enough to realize that this is going to be a long-term plan. That we're done with the half measures and the signing of the 35-year-old free agent for a couple years. No more Ivani Gallardos. No more Abaldo Jimenez's. Wade Miley's. No more trading prospects for Jeremy Hellickson. And pretending they can contend. Boy, the parallels to the Ravens. To contend for the second wild card. I think those days are over. And hopefully, now that they've made a hire that makes a hell of a lot of sense, we can stop gnawing our teeth and just getting angry about what they should have done in the past. Should they have traded Manny Machado over a year ago? Yes. Should they have traded Zach Britton over a year ago? Yes. They didn't. They just made a home run hire. A young, brash, smart guy who, if you talk to anybody, had a large part to do with why the Astros are one of the best organizations in baseball. And he started as a scout for the St. Louis Cardinals, another great organization. Organizations that know what they're doing, and not necessarily large market franchises. He didn't work for the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Red Sox or the Cubs. He worked for organizations that are very good at scouting and development. And that's so key for this franchise that has been utterly clueless in those two areas for too damn long. So if you're an Oriole fan, you should be ecstatic about the news today. And you'll be ecstatic when this thing becomes official. They just hired a wunderkind to do things the way they need to be done in today's baseball. And hopefully, come the offseason in football, the Ravens will do something similar as far as their head coach is concerned. Because, oh, by the way, it's an offensive league. And you need a young offensive guy. But what the Orioles did today, kudos to John and Lou Angelos. I once again apologize for my reaction to what happened in Miami for the Cuban showcase, because if it was about getting Mike Elias signed, I'm good. I'm really good. 410-583-1057 is how you call. It's also how you text. Just to set up the show for you tonight, Bo Smolka at PressBox Online covers the Ravens. Will join me at 6:30. Jason Lockenfora joins me in studio at 8 o'clock for the duration of the show. 7 to 8 is the Maryland Football Coaches Show as they get ready for Ohio State this weekend. So we're going from 6 to 7, then Maryland Football from 7 to 8. Jason Lockenfora in studio from 8 to 10. By the way, Jason's not written anything of any significance in the last few weeks. We've got nothing to talk about with Jason Lockenfora between the fact that he's been on top of the Ravens and the Lamar Jackson thing and the John Harbaugh thing. And, oh, by the way, he's a bit of an Oriole fan and has opinions on that as well. So we'll have a dandy conversation with Jason over those 2 hours. But curious to get your thoughts. 410-583-1057. Ken Wyman with you till 7, then the Maryland Football Coaches Show, then back with Jason Lockenfora from 8 to 10 here on The Fan.